Morning, Radio 1 here.
Oh, what's occurring?
Three situations, you tell me what occurred next. It's 7.50.
Oh, what's occurring?
This is the season finale. And because I'm such a good quiz master, I make it 5-4 to Becky. That's right, isn't it?
5-4 to Becky, yeah.
Come on, chappers, you've got to get this right today.
Okay.
So, I've recorded three situations. You just tell me what happens next. Play along at home on 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Grimmy, Nick Grimshaw?
Yeah.
He's on Radio 1, soon to be on Weekend Breakfast Show. At the moment, he's on Switch, which is right after Fern and Reggie's chart show on a Sunday. Really good show. Perfect for, like, doing your homework, too, because there's nothing on TV on Sunday night. Now, we did that thing with Grimmy where we call him up and he kind of phones himself. So we got clips of him and played them down the phone to him, which confused a lot of people this week, including voiceover man, Rudion, and Biggins, King of the Jungle. But here's my question to you. How long can we keep Grimmy on the phone for, talking to himself? Becky.
30 seconds.
Becky saying 30. Chappers.
10.
10 seconds.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Grimmy calling Grimmy.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
All right, Grimmy.
Who's that?
It's Grimmy, hello.
I've no idea.
Who? Itch? Which? What?
Who is it?
We should get to Starbucks.
Hello.
Oh. Who?
I don't know, kind
of. Who are you?
Hiya.
Hello, who are you?
It's Grimmy, hello.
But did you ring Grimmy?
Who? Itch? Which? What? Oh, Annie. Funny, yeah?
Oh. 38 seconds.
38 seconds.
Well done, chappers.
That's right, I said 10, Becky said 30.
Oh. Well done. I thought it was the other way around.
Just when I thought you couldn't get worse at this,
well
you somehow managed to.
Thank you.
Also, do you know it was the Mardi woman on the end?
Who was that?
That was Annie Mack.
Was that Annie?
Yeah, he was like, I passed it over to Annie Mack. They were filming together yesterday when we made the call for their show Sound.
Is she like his bouncer?
Yeah, she's with him all the time. Just part, yeah, it's PA. Oh, here we are, I'll take this. I don't know who it is.
If he needs to get rid of problem people, he passes them on to Annie.
So it's Becky 1, Chappers 0.
Oh, what's occurring?
Next situation. You know Wayne Rooney?
I do know Wayne Rooney, yeah.
Now, England won an important football match the other day, didn't they?
They did.
Did they win the World Cup?
No, they didn't win the World Cup. They won a World Cup qualifier.
All right. Because it gets me confused, because that whole Theo Walcott thing, it said he had a World Cup hat-trick.
A World Cup qualifying hat-trick.
Well, it didn't say that on the paper, I don't think.
Didn't, are you sure?
And I thought the World Cup was on. Anyway, Wayne was very excited, Wayne Rooney, after the match, and in a live interview, he said, quite a lot.
He said what?
But how many times did Wayne Rooney say, in the post-match interview? Chappers.
I don't think you should take the mick out of Wayne Rooney.
I'm not taking the mick out of him, I'm just saying how many times you say
How many times do you say, 10?
Becky?
11.
Oh, I see what you've done. Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here's Wayne Rooney, after the England World Cup qualifying match. How many times does he say,
Wayne, many congratulations. A performance to make the country proud again. How on earth did you do it?
Yeah, we've been, as we've said before, you know, the friendly games we've had before last week and tonight have all been a progress for us to improve and try and qualify for the World Cup. And I think tonight with a bit of, you know, revenge in mind as well, it was a great performance by us and a great result.
But where did the performance come from? We hadn't seen any signs of that kind of display in the last few matches.
Well, as I said, in the friendlies we've tried different things and against Andorra, you know, it's always a difficult game to play against 11 men behind the ball. And, you know, we knew tonight Croatia would come and would be a really tough game for us, but as I said, I thought we defended really well and took our chances, which is the main thing.
What can you say about the impact, the contribution that Theo Walcott made? He was handed his big chance and goodness he took it.
Yeah, I think it was brilliant. You know, just the offers is something a bit different, you know. He's probably the quickest player I've seen, and you know, I think against Andorra he showed glimpses of what he can do, and tonight three great goals, and I'm really pleased for him.
The answer was 18 erms, Becky wins that time.
Oh, what's occurring?
She's got very tactical, hasn't she?
What, by saying 11 when you said 10?
Yeah. So it's not really in the spirit of, oh, what's occurring.
So, Becky's winning. You know McFly? Do you think they're easily scared?
No.
No. You wouldn't think so, would you? But what we've done, just to test it out, is we've showed them the scariest film in the world ever. Now, this is a film so scary, we can't even say what it is on Radio 1. Becky's refused to watch it, is that scary, because she doesn't like scary films. We've made other people watch it in the past.
Yeah.
For instance, Matt Willis. This was his reaction to the scariest movie in the world.
No!
But what about McFly? Here's my question to you. How long can McFly stay watching the scariest movie in the world ever for? In seconds. Chappers.
40 seconds.
You're saying 40 seconds?
31.
Sorry?
He's doing a rubbish impression of me. 39.
Ooh.
Same thing.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's McFly watching the scariest movie ever made.
Good luck.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dude.
Oh my gosh!
That's the worst bit. Oh no!
Oh god!
I forgot I'm at it.
Oh, I'm gonna be sick.
Oh my god!
Absolutely brilliant.
That's really cute.
Wow, that's amazing. 52 seconds.
Yay.
Chappers wins that one. Good one.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Becky's got a phobia of being sick.
Yeah.
Dougie was really nearly sick.
That sounded like one of them was very nearly sick.
He just gagged.
Like that.
He looks positively ill when he left our studio.
Harry said that's the best bit, which kind of implied that he'd seen it before.
Yeah. Anyway, that was the scariest movie in the world, watched by McFly. Becky still wins, though. Becky 2, Chappers 1, which means that you've won the whole season of Oh, What's Occurring?
For more clips like this, check out unofficialmills.co.uk.